May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn number 993. 993. O Zion, afflicted with wave upon wave, whom no man can comfort, whom no man can save, with darkness surrounded, by terrors dismayed, in toiling and rowing, thy strength is decayed. Hymn 993.
Thank you. Seeking the Lord's help as we come to his holy word to grant us ears to hear and hearts to believe, I would like us to turn in our Bibles to the Ecclesiastes, reading together chapter 11 and chapter 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 11 and chapter 12. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God, who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether it shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many days, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all of these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thine heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. the preacher sought out to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of the assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. May we be helped to continue in prayer. Almighty God, and yet loving Heavenly Father of thy people, we come before thee once more to the throne of grace. We thank thee, Lord, for the way of prayer. We thank thee, O Lord, that we can come unto thee, the most holy God, through thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do thank thee that we have a great high priest who ever lives to intercede for his people. We do thank thee that we are invited to come with boldness, without fear, without being afraid. And we do thank thee that he ever lives to intercede for us, our mediator. And we come unto thee, O Lord, because thou art the true and the living God. There is no other gods beside thee. All other gods are the imagination of men's minds and the creation of men's hands. But thou dost have the words of eternal life. We come unto thee, O Lord, because we have nowhere else to go. We come unto thee, for we are not able to do the least thing of our own selves. We come unto thee, O Lord, because there is nothing that shall be called too hard for the Lord. We come unto thee because there is nothing beyond thy control or beyond thy ability. And we come unto thee, O Lord, for we are not able to worship thee even in spirit and in truth. We come unto thee asking that thou descend upon us, that thou open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that there will not be room enough to contain it. We come unto thee, O Lord, because thou art the true and living God. And we desire this morning to come and sit under the authority of thy holy word and to worship thee. And we pray that as we desire to worship thee this day, that thou also make thyself known unto us. We know, O Lord, that thou art in all places, that there is no place that we can go from thy presence. All things are open and laid bare before thee. But we would desire that thou make thyself known to us, that our hearts may burn within us, that our spirits may be fed with words of everlasting life, that we may feed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may feed from manna which has come down from heaven. And we pray, Lord, as we have gathered together, as we have come, as we hope of with one mind and desiring to worship thee, that thou bless us with spiritual blessings that cannot be taken away from us. We have come, Lord, for many different scenes of life. We have been occupied with many different things over this past week. We have been toiling for the things of this life, to make ends meet, to provide for our families and for our loved ones. We have been taking care of children. The children have been at school. There have been many different things that have distracted us. And yet we have come this day, O Lord, to concentrate upon eternal things. For we are not only, we are thy creation, and thou hast granted us a spirit. And we pray as we have come aside from the things of this world for a little while, that thou would open up our understanding and grant us a spiritual perspective upon these things. We pray, Lord, that as we have come this day, that thou would indeed bless each and every one. Let us know the condition of each of our hearts. Let us know our eternal state before thee. Let us know those whom thou hast worked on, or those whom thou hast touched, those whom thou hast drawn unto thyself. Let us know those who are struggling on the narrow way that leads to life, that are at war with their own flesh. And we pray, Lord, for them and for us, that thou undertake, that thou enable us to persevere, that we may run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ, to enable us, O Lord, by thy Spirit's power to lay aside every sin and every weight that does so easily beset us. And we pray that thou hear prayer for those who have come this day, or they have been no doubt in communion with thee, unburdening their hearts. And we would ask, Lord, that their needs may be met. Those who are discouraged in the way, we pray, Lord, that they may be encouraged. Those who have been passing through great problems in this life, we pray that thou speak to them, that they may understand that thou art round about them, and that the promises of thy holy word are for them. We pray for those who are struggling, who have been bombarded by the lies of Satan, those who are struggling with the assurance of their salvation. We pray, Lord, that thou speak a word of comfort unto them, that they may know that confirmation that they are thine, and that they belong unto thee, that their sins, which are so many, have been forgiven. We pray for those who have come out of a mere tradition. We ask, Lord, that thou work within their hearts, that they may lay aside their works of righteousness, and that they may put on by faith the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that eyes may be opened, and that ears may be opened, and that hearts may be softened, that they may receive the truth of thy word, that there may be one and another this day birthed into new life by the power of thy Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, for the children who have come this day. We thank thee for them. We pray, Lord, that they may indeed seek thee early in their lives, that they will remember their Creator in the days of their youth, that thou work in their hearts, that thou hear the cries of their parents, that thou watch over them, and that thou save them by thy grace. Do remember them as they have been at school. Do, Lord, we do pray, continue to watch over them there. Do help them as they are surrounded by many different people and many different ideas and many different teachings and those things that are contrary to thy holy word. We ask, Lord, that they may hear the teachings of their parents, that they may hear the teaching of thy holy word, that they may be able to stand fast in the midst of a difficult and a trying time. But we know, Lord, that of their own selves they cannot. Yet then we would ask that thou save them. Save them by thy grace. Remember the young people also at college and at university. To be with them, Lord, we pray. Help them as they study. Help them as they prepare for their future lives. To grant them that tenderness of heart to be able to discern the will of God, that they may be enabled to walk that right way. To keep them from the lies and the deceits of Satan. Do, Lord, grant them that ability to say no, and to turn away from the peer pressure and the pressure of culture. Do, Lord, save them as they come to hear thy word. Do work within their lives, that they may turn away from the deceit of Satan and the traps in which he sets for them. Remember the parents also. Do undertake, Lord, for them and strengthen them day by day. Do help us as we raise our children in this difficult time. We pray, Lord, that thou grant us wisdom, that thou enable us to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Do grant us, Lord, wisdom in dealing with their questions. Do help us to to raise them for thy honour and for thy glory. We do remember those who go to work day by day and who labour in providing for the families. Do bless them with strength and ability. Do help them to do all things as unto the Lord. We pray for those who are in positions of authority, that thou grant them wisdom and guidance and a loving and a kind and compassionate spirit. Help thy people especially to be a Christ-like influence within the workplace and within the homes and streets in which they live. We pray for those of the older generation also, Lord, that thou strengthen them and encourage them to be with the grandparents. We pray, Lord, that they may have a godly influence upon their grandchildren, upon their children. To be with those who are struggling day by day with ongoing weaknesses of the flesh and weaknesses of the body. We pray that thy people especially may know the comfort of thy Holy Spirit, that thy holy word may be applied unto them, that the promises may be made sweet unto them. We pray for those who have ongoing afflictions, daily burdens in which they carry. Lord, do comfort and bless and strengthen. We pray for, Lord, those who are downcast because of the ongoing afflictions in which they have. We pray that they may be encouraged, that thou help them and bless them this day. We think of this place of worship. We thank thee, Lord, for it, that it stands within this village, and we pray that it may shine as a light in this dark place, and that there may be those who are drawn in from the outside, that they may come and hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may realize the error of their ways and turn from their sin. We pray, Lord, that there may be a working of thy Holy Spirit, that there may be an outpouring of thy Spirit, that the windows of heaven may be opened up, and that thou rend the heavens and come down. We pray for those who worship here week by week, and those who come to minister unto them. We ask, Lord, that there may be those divine appointments, that there may be those messages from thee, and that those who minister may know freedom and liberty, that they may sense thy Spirit's help within this place, that thy Spirit's presence may be made known unto those who minister and those who hear the ministers speaking. We pray, Lord, for those who have gone on holiday during this time. Do grant them a journey of mercies. Do watch over them while they are away from their homes, and do enable them, we pray, to have an enjoyable time with their families and some rest from the monotony of daily life. And we pray that their souls also may be fed, and as they go to other places of worship, we ask, Lord, that they may be able to say that it is good that they have been there. We ask that they may be returned to their homes in peace and in safety also. We pray, Lord, for the officers of this place of worship. We do continue to strengthen and undertake for them. We thank thee for the encouragements in which they have seen in one and another following the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that they may go on to see greater things than these. We pray, Lord, that there may be a working of thy Spirit within the hearts of those who meet week by week, that they may desire to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that the church may grow and be established in this place. For thou hast said in thy word that thou wilt build thy church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We would ask then, Lord, that thou go on to continue to build, that the advancement of the kingdom of light may continue to go forth into the kingdom of darkness, that one and another may be won to the Lord Jesus Christ, one and another of the lost sheep may be brought safely in to the sheepfold of the Lord Jesus. We pray for those who rule over us. Do, Lord, grant them wisdom and understanding. Cause them to turn from their sin and to turn away from the wicked laws in which they have made in this land. And do, Lord, work, we pray, that this land may once more be known as the land of the book, that our laws may be established upon thy holy word. We do remember our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ in this land and in also in other lands. We pray, Lord, that they may be comforted this day, that thy Holy Spirit may apply thy word unto them, that they may be protected from any harm and danger. We think of the ministers who are arrested. Do be with them, Lord, this time, and do bless them, we pray. Do enable them to remain faithful unto the Lord Jesus, and do enable them to stand in the midst of a difficult and a trying time. We think of those who have gone forth into other lands to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus and to set in order the things that are wanting within the church. We pray for them that they may be granted strength, that they may be granted the encouragement, that they may see thy hand working with them and through them. We pray, Lord, that their needs may be provided, their daily needs as they go forth in the ministry of thy word. We would ask, Lord, that thou continue to encourage thine own people, that thou increase our faith, that thou enable us to walk worthy of our calling, that thou help us to shine as lights in a dark world, that thou use us as instruments in thy hand. We pray, Lord, that thou continue to put forth men into the ministry, for the harvest is truly great, yet the labourers, they are so few. We pray for those who are ministering this day. Do, Lord, undertake for them, we pray, and help them. Do grant them the words to speak. Do grant them the ability to minister in thy name. And we pray that there may be some eternal good done within the hearts of each and every one. We would ask then that thou come now, Lord Jesus, and enable me to speak in thy name. Do pour in, O Lord, that I may be able to pour out, that thy strength may be perfected in weakness. May it be true that they may say an ignorant and an unlearned man, yet we may be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray then, Lord, that thou come and move amongst us. Do us some eternal good, we pray. Silver and gold we do not crave, but we desire a work of thy Spirit within our hearts. Transform us, dear Lord Jesus, and help us and forgive us of our sin, as we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 286. 286. Pilgrims we are, to Canaan bound. Our journey lies along this road. This wilderness we travel round to reach the city of our God. Hymn 286.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help to grant me the words to speak to you this morning. I would like you to turn to the chapter that we read together, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. And the text you'll find in verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. There are some passages in the scripture that we can say are nice to preach about or to preach from. They offer or they speak about encouragement and help, and they are set to encourage the saints in their pathway on the narrow way that leads to life. And there are some passages of the scripture that can be quite difficult to speak from. They can be quite pointed to the hearer, and they can be quite offensive to those people who especially are unsaved, unconverted, as they hear with the natural mind and not with the understanding. And this is one of those passages that can be interpreted in an offensive way, in a difficult way. The Word of God, the Bible tells us itself, is sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide the heart asunder. All of the Word of God is Spirit-inspired, spoken by God, and all is profitable unto the Lord's people. And yet, the Word of God has different effects upon each and every one. The first parts of this, from verse 1 to verse 6, are spoken in a way about giving. The bread is cast upon the water. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for it shall be found after many days. Give a portion to seven and also for eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. And then the illustration, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And so the scripture, not only does it give us some things that are offensive, it also gives us a literal meaning of what was being spoken. There is the literal meaning, and then there is the spiritual application of the Word of God. There is what the original writer intended to be taken. And then there is the spiritual application of the Word as well. And so there's the actual meaning of the Word of God this morning. It is about liberal distribution of one's wealth. Casting bread upon the water, not holding back, not wanting it to be returned, giving to those who have a need and not expecting anything in return. And we see that this lines up also with the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he spoke in the Sermon upon the Mount. Take no thought for the morrow. Don't worry about the things of tomorrow, for the things of tomorrow will take care of themselves. Cast thy bread upon the waters. Do not worry about the distribution of your time and of your wealth. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. We do not know what is going to take place after 1 minute or even 1 hour. And so the Word of God tells us, do not consider about the things that might not happen or might happen. Give to seven and also to eight. For you do not realize what will take place in a few moments' time. Give to him who asks of thee, the scripture tells us. And as the rain, when they are full, when the clouds are full, empty themselves upon the earth for the benefit of the earth. And the earth then brings forth her fruit for the benefit of those who, who feed and live upon this earth of ours. And so there is that practical application of God's word, that the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who have had their hearts changed and transformed by his Spirit are to live in a certain way, that they are to walk the narrow way that leads to life in a particular manner, having an eternal perspective on things. Yes, doing all with all of our mind and strength as unto the Lord Jesus Christ, yet with our mindset fixed upon eternal things. You see, the world has its gods here below. The world is seeking after the pleasures that are round about them. The unconverted heart is satisfied by material things and material possessions. Yet once one has been born again of the Spirit of God, the mind is taken from off this world, from off these material things. And we are taken from the broad road that leads to destruction with all of its pleasures and all of its delights. And the old man and the old nature is transformed. And we walk in newness of life, not seeking to delight in the lusts of the flesh, not seeking treasures upon this earth, but seeking treasures which cannot be taken away from us. And so the idea Solomon is writing here is to have an eternal perspective upon the way that the believer lives, that he is influenced by God's word and by God's creation. As we look at the way God works in his creation, and even as he says, take no thought of tomorrow. Consider the sparrows and how they do not labor, yet the Lord provides for them. Do not worry about these material things and these things that you cannot do anything about, but fix your mind upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Have an eternal perspective. Look at God. Look at God's word and look at God's creation. For it is him that has made all of these things. Verse 5, as thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, or how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh. Or in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be good, alike good. And so you see there is that giving out without a concern, without a worry. Giving out with an eye to God, an understanding that he is in control of all of these things. Understanding the promises of his holy word, which he has written for his people, which are applied to his people by his Spirit, that they may find comfort and strength as they walk the narrow road that leads to life amidst a crooked and a perverted generation, being surrounded by materialism and success. Yet the believer has his eye fixed to heavenly things, running with patience that race that is set before him, looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see all of the works of God. We see the way that he continues on in his covenant that he made with Noah. How he provides rain and sunshine for the crops. As we look at the fields, as we drive around, and we see the combine harvesters gathering up all of the wheat and all of the corn. Without God, none of that would be possible. It is him who enables those things to grow. It is him who brings forth the blade and the corn and the seed. It is him alone who does all of these things. And it is the believer who is able to lay hold of these things. It is the believer who is able to live with that understanding that God only is in control of all of these things. It is God who maketh all. Yet we see all of these things. We have his word before us. We see the wonder of his creation, yet we live in fear and in anxiety about the future, about holding on to things that we claim to be dear to us. We forget how faithful and how great and how powerful God is. We forget all that he has done for his people in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the great love in which he has to his people in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we walk this life in fear and in trembling about what is going to take place, and worrying about the future, what the future may hold for us. And we set in order all plans and schemes in which to protect ourselves. We have a safety net, and underneath another safety net to protect us. And all the time God is being pushed out to the side. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find after many days. And we see all around us his creation. The Lord Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 16, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? You see, we look at God's creation and we make judgments about what the day is going to be. We look at our phones today, and the phone, we get a message and it says, 15 minutes, it's going to rain in your area. Half an hour, it's going to stop. And we believe it. We trust in it. We say, well, my phone says 15 minutes and the rain's going to stop. And we're all happy. We all agree, yes. But sometimes it's not right. Sometimes it's made a mistake. And it doesn't rain, or the rain doesn't stop. And yet the next time, we still believe the phone, even though the phone has made a mistake. And yet God's word stands here unchanged. And we don't believe it. We say, it's going to be fair weather today. You hypocrites, he says to the Pharisees. You hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky. You can look at your phone. You can make decisions about the day. Yet, you cannot discern the times, the signs of the times. Forget about the one who is in control of all of these things. We forget about God. God who brings the rain. God who brings the sunshine. God who brings the wind. God who makes all of these things grow. And we put so much trust into devices and to schemes to protect us and to help us. Yet we forget about the almighty and all-powerful God who has made us in Christ Jesus to be his sons and his daughters. Give a portion to seven and also to eight. And so the warnings are all round about us. The warnings are there. We get the warnings on our phones about the rain. But we get the warnings about God and about sin and about the eternal judgment from his word. Isaiah 55 tells us. Isaiah 55, from verse 8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that to which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I send it. And so as the rain comes down from heaven and brings forth the fruit of this, germinates the seed, so God's word, God's holy word, is like the rain. It goes forth, and it goes forth and it accomplishes those things which God pleases. It works in the hearts of men, women, and boys and girls, and it transforms their darkened minds. It opens up their understanding, and they come to know God as to who He is. They become to understand themselves in the sight of a holy God. They begin to see themselves as a sinner in need of a Saviour. And God's word, as the rain, reveals to them that their Saviour can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. That God's word shall go forth out of His mouth, and it will not return unto Him. It has an effect. It has an effect. The Lord Jesus Christ told a parable about a man who went sowing seed. And he sowed his seed, and some seed fell upon the road, upon the wayside. And upon the wayside, the ground was so hard that the seed had no effect. The seed laid upon the surface, and the birds came and ate it. And Jesus says that that seed, that ground is like a hard heart. That the seed has no problem in itself. The sower has no problem. But the problem lay in the fact that the heart was so hard that the seed landed upon the ground and it was taken away. And Jesus says that that bird that comes to take it away, it is Satan. He comes and he takes away the seed from the heart. And it's never remembered again. When we were in Kenya, there were the fields where the people would grow their crops. And down the sides of the fields and weaving in between the villages were footpaths. And those footpaths have been trampled down for years and years and years. Nothing would grow there. Even when it rained, when the rain came down, the grass grew up either side. But on the footpath, because the ground was so hard, nothing grew. And our hearts by nature are like that. We can sit under the preaching of the gospel. We can sit under the sound of the word of God for years and years and years. And our hearts become harder and harder and harder. In the end, nothing happens. Nothing takes place. The seed comes. The word comes. And it's forgotten. The rain comes down, beats upon that hard ground. Still, no fruit. Still, no effect. When the plough comes, when the plough comes and breaks up that hard ground, that ground which was at once unable to produce anything, when the plough comes in and tears it up, loosens it up, then it becomes good soil. And that seed enters into that ground, and the water lands upon that ground. And that ground, which was once so hard and so infertile, now bears fruit to the benefit of the farmer. The rain makes the seed grow. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. We see it today. And it's of a great benefit to the farming communities, of a great benefit to the gardeners, and it's a great benefit to the reservoirs when God brings the rain. They do not hold it, the clouds do not hold it themselves, but they drop it upon the earth for the benefit of mankind. But the tree, if it falls towards the south, or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it would lie. The Bible tells us that we, people, can be likened to trees. Psalm 1, verse 3, verse 2, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper." The Lord Jesus Christ also speaks of the tree and likens a good tree and a bad tree to a person. A person, an unconverted, unregenerate person, brings forth bad fruit or no fruit. Yet one who has been worked on by the Spirit of God brings forth good fruit. And so the rain, as it were, comes down and benefits the earth. And the God's creation springs forth into life. And so spiritually applied, we can say that you and I are like trees. This morning we could say we're a small forest of trees. We have grown, we have been planted into the soil of this world, and we have sprung forth. We are living, we are growing. And whatever is living and whatever is growing must come to an end. It has an end. And you and I, we have an end. Constantly we are reminded that we are living in a body that has been corrupted by sin. The scripture tells us that the wages of sin, it is death. And that death has spread around the whole globe. That death has spread even to God's creation. We see the animals dying. We see the insects dying. We see the trees dying. We see the plants dying, even the grass dying all around us. The creation groans under the weight of sin. And when we die, we will fall one way or the other. Are you children? I think there's some here. I've no doubt you've all seen, when you've gone to a forest, a tree stump. And if you're able to stand on the tree stump, you may be able to see where the tree has fallen. You may be able to see the actual trunk itself still laying there on the ground. And you can say, there is the place where the tree fell. If we were to imagine that we are standing on a tree stump, and we are looking to the east, on our left would be north, and on our right would be south. And this tree here, it says, if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, the place where the tree falleth, there shall be. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ used an illustration about the great day of judgment, And he says, it shall be gathered before him all the nations of the earth. And he will divide them as a shepherd divides his sheep. And he will take the righteous and put them onto his right hand. And he will take the wicked and he will put them onto his left hand. He will divide them as sheep are divided from goats, to the left and to the right. We notice that upon the cross at Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ was flanked by two thieves, one upon his left hand and one upon his right hand. Although we didn't want to speculate, but we would, for the sake of illustration, there was one thief who came to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. One of them said, "This man has done nothing amiss." One of them said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And the other mocked the Lord Jesus Christ. And we would like to think that the one on the right hand was the one who came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the one on the left hand, it is the one who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see that this tree here either fell to the north on the left or to the south upon the right. And where the tree fell, there it will lie. There's no change. If it falls that way, it stays that way. If it falls to the right, that's where it stays. There's no hoiking it back up and standing it upright. It's done. It's dead. And it's finished. Its time as an upright growing tree is over. It's fallen and it is dead. This week I've been working with my brother, labouring. He's a tree surgeon. And he was telling me about the different things that the trees do and that you can spiritually apply to life. He says, a tree, you may look at it, and you may see a beautiful oak tree in full leaf. And the person may say, "I want this one cut down." And you put your chainsaw into the bottom, and you go in maybe 5 or 6 inches, and out begins to spew all this dirty water. It's rotten. It looks good. But it's rotten inside. And the Bible tells us that we as people may be able to look good upon the outside. It tells us that the outside of the cup may be clean, but the inside of the cup, which is the most important part of the cup, dirty and corrupt. And so the tree outside looks good, but you cut it down and it's rotten and filled with stagnant water. And he says there's another type of tree that can look dead. Those of you who have been to Sussex recently, you'll see that there's ash dieback. And in the winter, all of the trees look the same. They all look dead. And so you're not quite sure if this ash has the dieback or not. And what do? You wait. You wait until spring. As in the spring, the live trees bring leaf, but the dead trees do nothing. And Jesus says, cut it down. Why does it cumber the ground? It's bearing no fruit. It has no leaf on it. Useless. Cut it down. If the tree falls toward the north or to the south, there let it be. Another tree looks weak. Doesn't look very strong. Twiggy. What do? Cut it back. Cut it back. The Lord Jesus uses this illustration as he speaks about the vine. I am the vine and you are the branches. And if there is a tree, if there is a branch that's not bearing fruit for the honour and glory of the Father, a believer who has become lukewarm or backslidden and needs chastening, cut it back. And the cutting back process enables it in the springtime to bring more fruit, to flourish more greatly, more abundantly, to strengthen it. And that's how the Lord works in his own people. He cuts them back, bringing them closer to himself, that they may produce a more fruit, that they may produce a greater Christ likeness in their lives. And if the tree falls towards the north or the south, the place where the tree falls, there let it be. The storm of death comes, the gale of death that sweeps through, takes one, takes another, knocks over one tree, knocks over another tree. Where will we be? Where will we fall? To the north or to the south? On the left hand or to the right hand? In chapter 12, we are given an analogy, I suppose, of someone who is getting old. It speaks about the darkening, and it speaks about the grinders, the teeth. And then it says about the silver cord being broken, or even the silver cord being loosed, or the golden bowl being broken, or the pitcher being broken at the fountain, or the wheel of the cistern, broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Job tells us there's hope for a tree, that it will rise again. But man, when he is laid into the grave, it's over. All the time we are standing here, all of the time we are able to hear the sound of the gospel, all of the time we are able to understand with our minds and see the greatness of God's creation, but the time will come when our tree will fall, and it will either fall to the left or to the right. And it will only rise again on the great day of judgment, where we will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Spirit apply these truths to your hearts this day and open up our understanding to God's word. Enable us to live with an eternal perspective upon life. And may there be those who have turned from darkness to light. And the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach on Friday evening and Mr. John Hart next Lord's Day. Our closing hymn is number 352. 352. The moon and stars shall lose their light, the sun shall sink in endless night, both heaven and earth shall pass away, the works of nature all decay, but they that in the Lord confide and shelter in his wounded side shall see the danger overpast, stand every storm, and live at last. Hymn 352.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father with the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit do rest abide with us and abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.